Message number 1087. God the Father, earthquakes will strike your cities. Monday, March 31, 2014 at 14:00. My dearest daughter, the time has come when man, having sinned and blemished himself in my eyes for so long, will now sink into the final depths of depravity, when he will strive to destroy all that is sacred of mine. All life comes from me. Life of the soul is mine. Life of the flesh is also of me. Let no man interfere with either, lest his own life be taken away by me. Of that you can be sure. Every form of life which has been brought forth by my hand will be killed at the hands of wicked men. They will take life away from those in the womb and declare this to be a form of human right. You, my children, do not have the right to destroy the life of my children, either before or after they are born, and if you do, then you will suffer a terrible chastisement. Without reconciliation and a failure to repent for the sins of abomination, I will destroy you as well as those countries which encourage this evil. When you destroy your own life, you offend me, for it does not belong to you, and only I have the right to give life and take it away in my time. By tampering with life of the flesh, you interfere with my divinity, and I will never stand back and ignore such an affront to my creation. When the taking of life is not enough, man will deviously attack the life of the soul by bringing death to my holy word, upon which he will trample until he grinds every part so that it will become like gravel under his feet. Then man, arrogant and full of his own warped view of his abilities, will attempt to seek a new planet to find a new home for humanity, although this is impossible. The gift of the very soil upon which I placed humanity will be deemed not to be sufficient for man's needs. And so it will continue, this march towards self-destruction. Man will be the author of his own demise. He will systematically destroy all that is sacred to me. The gift of life given by me to every creature of mine will be stolen from me by man without a shred of remorse. He will condone every part of his murderous intent by declaring the taking of life to be a good thing. Death by abortion is the greatest insult of all, and I warn humanity that justice will be mine, for I will no longer allow you to curse me in this way. Earthquakes will strike your cities, and for every nation that condones the taking of life, you will feel the wake of my anger as I strike your grievous and hateful hearts. Those who seek remorse for this wrongdoing will be spared, but know that not one nation amongst you will escape this chastisement. The death of my church will not be tolerated, as man, along with the false leaders he will slavishly follow, will destroy the sacraments and recreate them so that they will disappear. I will pull down your temples and your churches as you continue your desecration of my son's body. You scourged him, mocked him, and persecuted his followers, until you savagely murdered him when you crucified him. Still you have not learned. Your lack of humble servitude to he who gave you life brought you redemption, and who now attempts to prepare you for the great day disgusts me. I am sorrowful. I am saddened, and I am angry, for you have finally succeeded in killing every form of life I gave you. I refer to both life of the flesh and life of the soul. The life I gave you is no longer enough, so I will take it back on the last day from those of you who have thrown it back at me. While your act of war against me, the creator of the world of all that is, continues, I will only permit your wicked acts of destruction to last for a very short time. I give you now the time to examine the sins of humanity against everything I hold sacred so that you can atone for the sins of the world. The final battle has begun and much life, the gift of life created by me, will be destroyed by man. And for that I will punish the world. Your Father. God the Most High.